This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, October 27th, 2022. We begin Daf Beis Amud Beis, to be the first section, the black text. Now we're right in the middle of a question. Right? Yesterday we decided the Mishnah is the position of Rabbi Yehuda. All right, we had this Braisa. That a Mayan that first forms, when it first comes out, so Rabbi Meir says you can do whatever you want with it. Rabbi Yehuda says only a Beis HaShlachan. We assumed that's the position of our Mishnah. All right, at the very end of yesterday's Gemara, we said maybe that's not true. Right, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only says Beis HaShlachan, yes, Beis HaBaal, no. Right, with the case of the Braisa, which is a newly formed spring, right? And let's pick up now the top of our page. Dilma asilam pule, right? Because maybe it'll fall apart and require a lot of work. Aval mayan shelo yatza betchila, but an old spring, right? As we said, old faithful. We know it's working. It's not going to fall apart. It doesn't require work. Dilo asilam pule. It's not going to fall down. Afilu beis habal nami. Maybe. Right, that case, which the Braisa does not address, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you could even irrigate a field that generally does not need additional water. And that, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would not be the author of our Mishnah. The Gemara now responds with a very strange kind of answer. Right, Im Kain says the Gemara, Masnis and Aman Tirmia. So who are we going to attribute the Mishnah to? We need an author of the Mishnah. It's not a logical refutation of what we just said. We're at a loss. I need an author of the Mishnah. So Ella, rather, it must be because we need an author of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda lo shna mayon shiatza betchila, velo shna mayon shelo yatza betchila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference whether this is a newly formed spring or an old faithful spring. Beis hashlachin in, beis haba'alo. And a field that requires irrigation, you can, but a Beis HaBaal, which generally suffices with rainwater, you may not irrigate on Chol HaMoed or Shemitah. V'hai diktani mayan sheyatza betchila. Right, why did the Braisa specify a case then of the mayan that's newly formed? Why didn't it say both? Or just say mayan plain? Aye, that's laodichacha kocha de Rabbi Meir. To teach us the power, the strength of Rabbi Meir, that filo mayan yotze betchila, even with a newly formed spring, which might require a lot of interventional work. Mashkin mimenu, afilu stehabal, you can even irrigate a field, a stehabal, which generally doesn't need irrigation. So that's why it specifically mentions Mayan Hayotze Betchila to teach us something about the position of Rabbi Meir, but not to teach us something about the position of Rabbi Yehuda. And with that, Rabbi Yehuda can be the author of our Mishnah. Good. Itmar, it is to him a Nakesh. Somebody who weeds, right? When you weed a garden, you pull the weeds out. Or if somebody adds water to seeds to help them grow on Shabbos. Right, you're doing these two activities. Mishumai masrinabe. What hasra, what warning do you give them? Right, you have to warn them before you punish them. So two witnesses have to go and say, we see you doing this. This is prohibited. And if you keep doing this, you're going to get punished. What are we warning them for? Rabba amar mishum choresh. Right, Rabba says that you are choresh, you're plowing. Rav Yosef Amar Mishum Zoreh. Rav Yosef says, no, you're planting, right? You're watering the seed. Rabba says Choresh because you're removing the weeds and you're loosening the dirt, etc. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Kivasei Didim Istabra, makes sense. And I'm right, my doctor, Shel Choresh L'rapoe Ara, the same way that when somebody plows, they weaken, they shake up the dirt, right? Not as hard as it used to be. Hainami mirafue ara. So to hear, right? When you water it and you pull out the weeds, You're also weakening the land, in a sense. Amar of Yosef, Yosef says, no, kibasa yedidim istavar, it makes sense to go according to me. Ma darko shel zorei alitzamuchei pira. What's the point of zorei, of seed, of planting seed, is to have something grow from it, to create fruit. Hachanami mitzameach pira, so too here, that's what we're doing. When you pull out the weeds and you water the seed, you are tzameach, you're growing a plant. So amalei Abayi the Rabbah. Abayi says to Rabbah, L'didcha kasha, Rav Yosef kasha. Right, you Rabbah who says Choresh, I got a problem on you, and Rav Yosef who says, so really I got a problem on him too. What are the problems? L'didcha, according to you kasha, mishum Choresh, in mishum Zorei, hello. Right, you're liable only for Choresh, for plowing, but not for planting. With the Rav Yosef, and the Rav Yosef have the same kasha, just in the reverse. Right, Mishum Zoreya, into Rav Yosef, really mean to say, yes, you're liable for Zoreya, but Mishum Choresh, lo, you're not also liable for Choresh. I mean, there's two different activities, you're doing both of them. You should both agree that you're liable for both. B'chi Tema, maybe you'll say, Kol Hecha de Ikatarte, anytime there are two different prohibited activities, lo mechayev el achada, you're only liable for one, so each one had to choose one. We don't say that, that's not true. V'amar Rav Kahana said, Zomer v'tzarech le'etzin, let's say you're pruning a vineyard, but you also need the wood for firewood. So you're pruning and helping the existing vine, you're also gaining firewood at the same time. Right? Says Rav Kahana, Chayev Shtayim, you're liable twice. Echad mishum noteya, one because of planting, right? Because you're helping the existing plant grow. V'achad mishum kotza, you're also liable because you're chopping down firewood. And the Gemara says simply, kasha, that's a fabulously good question, and we do not have an answer. Eisve Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Rabbi Yosef now. Rabbi Yosef, who says, Zoreya, asks the question, and Rabbi says, Choresh. Ha-menakesh ve-ha-mechape le-kilayim. If you're weeding or you're covering up the seeds of kilayim, you are loke, right? So, kilayim, again, is the seeds that you cannot mix. So if you do either of those activities with regard to kilayim, you get lashes. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ha-mechayim. Rekiva says, even if you just sustain and allow them to continue to grow, you're also going to get whipped. How this relates to Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, gotta come back tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.